since the rich eat more than anybody else, it is reasonable to assume that they are more full of shit. A man is either free or he is not. There cannot be an apprenticeship for freedom. Welcome everybody to another episode of Coffee and Pages. I am your host, Daryl the Author. For the month of February, I will be highlighting and lifting up African-American men and women who are writers, poets, authors, things along that line. So this episode, we will be kicking it with Amiri Baraka. Here we go. Amiri Baraka, born Everett Leroy Jones, October 7th, 1934, passed January 9th, 2014. He was an American writer of poetry, drama, fiction, essays, and music criticism. He was the author of numerous books of poetry and taught at several universities, including the University at Buffalo and Stony Brook University. He received the Penn Beyond Margins Award in 2008 for Tales of the Out and the Gone. Baraka's career spanned nearly 52 years, and his themes range from Black liberation to white racism. Some poems that are always associated with him are The Music, Reflection of Jazz and Blues, The Book of Monks, and New Music, New Poetry, works that draw up topics from the worlds of society, music, and literature. Baraka's poetry and writing have attracted both high praise and also condemnation. In the African-American community, some compare Baraka to James Baldwin and recognize him as one of the most respected and most widely published Black writers of his generation. Others have said his work is an expression of violence, misogyny, and homophobia. Regardless of one's viewpoint, Baraka's plays, poetry, and essays have been described by scholars as constituting defining texts of African-American culture. Baraka's brief tenure as poet laureate of New Jersey, this was back in 2002 and 2003, involved controversy over a public reading of his poem, Somebody Blew Up America, which resulted in accusations of anti-Semitism and negative attention from critics and politicians. Wow. That's crazy. So like I said earlier, Baraka served as the second poet laureate of New Jersey from July 2002 until the position was abolished on July 2nd, 2003. In response to the attempts to remove Baraka from the state's poet laureate, a 9-member advisory board named him the poet laureate of Newark Public Schools in December of 2002. Baraka received honors from a number of prestigious foundations, including the following: fellowships of the Guggenheim Foundation and the National Endowment of Arts, the Langston Hughes Award for the City College of New York, the Rockefeller Foundation Award for Drama, an induction into American Academy of Arts and Letters, and before Columbus Foundation Lifetime Achievement Award. Man, he's done a lot. A short excerpt from Amiri Baraka's poetry was selected to be used for a permanent installation by artist Larry Kirkland in New York City's Pennsylvania Station. And it goes like this. I have seen many suns use the endless succession of hours piled upon each other. Carved in marble, this installation features excerpts from the works of several New Jersey poets, from Walt Whitman, William Carlos Williams, to contemporary poets, Robert Pinsky and Renee Ashley. It was part of the renovation and reconstruction of New Jersey Transit section of the station completed in 2002. And I said renovations, I mean renovations. It was part of the renovations and reconstruction of the New Jersey Transit section of the state completed in 2002. Alright, so I have a list of some of the things that he worked on, from poetry to drama, some of his fictions, nonfictions, edited works, filmography, you know, things of that nature. So I just go down a small list. I don't want to, you know, blow you over. So as far as the poetry go, we have 1961. Preface to a 20-volume suicide note. 64. The Dead Lecturum Poems, 69. Black Magic, 1970. It's Nation Time, 1980. New Music, New Poetry. You gonna skip ahead? 2003, Somebody Blew Up America and Other Poems. 2005, The Book of Monk. Now he did some drama as well. Actually, back in 64, he wrote something called The Dutchman. And then another piece was done in 64 called The Slave. 67, The Baptism in the Toilet. 66, A Black Mass. 69, Four Black Revolutionary Plays. Here we go. 1979, The Sydney Poet. 1989, it was just simply called Song. Man. And then some of his filmography. 1968, The New Ark. 72, 1 p.m. 78, Fried Shoes, Cook Diamonds. 78 again, Black Theater, The Making of a Movement. A movement. 98, Furious Flower, a video anthology of African American poetry between 1960 and 1995, volume two. And then last but not least, I couldn't give you more, but I'll just, you know, do one more. We have in 2008, it was called The Black Candle. So there we go. You know, some information about Amiri Baraka. Like I said, I don't want to keep you for too long. I try to keep it under the 10 minutes. I'm at the 9-minute mark right now. Boom, I made it. So I want to thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Coffee and Pages. Please subscribe. I'm doing this every day. You don't want to miss it. I'm getting a lot of good feedback. I've gained a lot of new listeners, a lot of new subscribers. So you guys are keeping me going. I want to thank you again for tuning in. Grab your cup of coffee, grab a piece of paper, let's get to work. Talk to you guys soon.